What do the humanities have to teach the business sector? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jeff Nesteruk, professor of legal studies at Franklin and Marshall College, describes the power of stories and why businesses need to tell better ones to survive in today's environment.
Dystopian novels and sustainable business, improvisational dance and entrepreneurship, theories of justice and corporate law. Don't think these topics have much to do with each other? Think again. These sorts of unexpected combinations may be the future of business education, at least if a growing group of academics at colleges and universities across the country has anything to say about it. Currently, I'm part of a multi-institutional study examining how to bring liberal arts content, skills, and pedagogies to the study of business. So what are we finding? In a word, business may need new stories if it genuinely wants to be sustainable. Dance has something to teach us about creativity in organizations. Applying corporate law rules without a larger sense of justice means many of business's stakeholders will be left behind. Business leaders today aren't just launching companies. They're envisioning and then creating new worlds. There's a reason they call it the Internet of Everything. Ubiquitous connectivity may mean less waiting for a cup of coffee, but will it also lessen our capacity for patience? It may become easier to monitor our homes while we're away, but will we then do so more compulsively in order to feel secure? And if we spend more time feeling secure, what will we spend less time doing? In this technologically integrated world, will we feel differently about our personal privacy? Think differently about our social relationships? Given this larger role, future entrepreneurs deserve a more intellectually capacious education, one informed by the values and perspectives of liberal learning. Seeing the many ways in which the decisions they make will affect our lives in the years to come, we should be doing our best to ensure they get it.
That was Jeff Nesteruk of Franklin and Marshall College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.